MLA for Peace River, Dan Williams, joins us. He's the Minister of Mental Health and Addictions. He joins us on the line. Mr. Minister, thank you very much for joining us today. Dan, I guess just as an icebreaker, first of all, how are things going as Minister?
Oh, they're going well. Thanks for having me again. I'm very, very happy to chat with River Country every chance I get. They're going well. We happily had the Premier up in our constituency for a very short day and a half tour through, which was very good to see people out. She's promised to come back again very soon to make sure we catch everyone and every community we didn't touch base with. But it's very exciting in this new role. I received my mandate letter just a short week and a half, 2 weeks ago. So already moving to try and work on the 22 items. They gave me the biggest mandate letter in government. It's a big file for us in the province of Alberta. It's a really big deal for Northern Alberta. We're suffering with a crisis of mental health in our youth, of course, especially after the pandemic, and everywhere is suffering from the deadly disease of addiction, just crushing families, tearing the communities apart, and just so much hurt in individuals' life. So it's important for us to get this right. We know that it's a priority for us in society, and Albertans are big-hearted people with a lot of compassion. And we're increasingly seeing where people are hurting so much is in these areas of addiction and depression and mental health. And we want to be able to focus on helping them out where we can.
The Premier has issued mandate letters to all of the ministers in her cabinet, and some of the reactions are some of the reactions. I guess for your ministry, Dan, what was the initial reaction, A, with the mandate letter, and B, with the fact that it was the biggest one?
That's right. It was the biggest. We have probably one of the most policy-heavy mandate letters we've seen in a long time in government. Not just this round between my colleagues, but in recent memory in Alberta government. It's 22 different unique items I'm meant to achieve in my tenure. And I'm working with, I think, a grand total of 6 or 7 other ministers directly where they've made mental health and addiction the lead ministry. We know we can't silo these problems off. To be solving the problem when it comes to addiction in our communities, we're also going to be dealing with public safety. We know that. We know that very well. If we're not going to deal with addiction, we can't have safe communities. We know as well when it comes to justice and a sense of the rule of law, that's going to be important. We know when it comes to healthcare, providing that, working with AHS, that's going to be intrinsic. When it comes to Indigenous relations, partnering with a number of different First Nation communities. We've seen this across the province, more announcements coming online soon in the coming months to continue growing that out to Northern Alberta and not just Southern Alberta. But we need to be willing to work and communicate through different branches of government to solve these problems. So the task is big in front of us, but I'm excited. I'm already moving fast. And we know that the deadly disease of addiction can only end in one of two ways. Either one, it ends in pain, misery, and death if you continue going down this road of addiction and facilitating that addiction. Or there's recovery, there's treatment, and there's a new lease on life. This government believes strongly in empowering that second option. We know that that is truly the most compassionate thing to do. And that's where you're going to see us taking a different approach than we see in BC that has led to cities like Vancouver and the very tragic degradation of their public safety and the destroying of individuals' lives as they continue to facilitate and encourage addiction, it seems. We know the problem is the addiction itself, so we need to get at the root cause of that, and that's treatment and recovery. We're not going down that road. Instead, we're going down a different road, one that they're calling internationally the Alberta model, and that focuses on cleaning up an individual's life through recovery and treatment. That means offering a whole variety of services, but always trying to end up caring compassionately for that individual. And by consequence, we're not just helping that individual and their family get back on the right track. We see healthy and clean communities as well, where they're living out in positive ways, and we can help those individuals, and in turn, they help the community and contribute to it, instead of just letting them go further and further down homelessness and intermittent shelter use and living rough and mental health issues like, you know, psychosis brought on potentially by the addiction to methamphetamines and alcohol and opioids. That's no way to let a society go.
I know, Mr. Minister, that you have accomplished a couple of things on your, or a few things, I guess, on your mandate letter. There is a few more. You also mentioned that working with other branches of government will certainly help in this situation. One of the things that is, I understand, coming towards the end of November is 988, which is the suicide prevention hotline. How pleased are you as the minister of this portfolio that that is now coming in, thanks to your federal counterparts in Ottawa?
Well, I appreciate the work that's being done countrywide around this idea of suicide prevention. But I think before I go to Ottawa, we have to look at Grande Prairie and particularly Grimshaw and the work they're doing there with new suicide prevention outreach that we have in our very community that services all the way up to the far north and high level, Lacrete, Manning, of course, Peace River, and the surrounding area. It's incredibly important to have local on-the-ground advocates who are motivated for the absolute best reasons to care for the life and to realize, in all circumstances, suicide's a tragedy. And it really, really tears apart a family. And, of course, the absolute, you know, irreplaceable loss of that loved one. So prevention in that space is so important. And of course, the initiative you talked about federally, 988, is coming in. But you should know right now in Alberta, anyone struggling with suicidal thoughts or anyone who wants support surrounding suicide or any other key mental health question can call 211 right now and will get round-the-clock support whenever they need it. 211 in any phone in this province is going to get you connected to that support. Alberta has been leading the way on purpose because we've recognized for a long time that we need to be stepping forward into the space so we can prevent those tragic losses of individuals.
You mentioned that a few things, or we have mentioned that a few things on your mandate letter have been accomplished, and you have a few more on the to-do list. At this particular point, Dan, what is tops on your priority list?
Yeah, like you said, we've already started down a couple of bullet points working with AHS to organize a provincial structure around mental health and addiction. But we're focused a lot on building the 11 recovery community centers and the 5 mental health wellness centers that we're committed to in the general election. We already have some standing up in Red Deer and Lethbridge, but we know we need to keep working them out in the north. Grande Prairie has one coming and more announcements to be made for the north, so stay tuned for those. We've invested a record amount of money over the last budget and will again this year, and to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars to make sure we build out this capacity. But all of that leads to a question of there are always going to be those who have tried everything else, and family members are still going to see individuals struggling. I was in Peace River at an event and just last week, and an individual came up to me, a constituent, and said that a family member of his passed away very recently, just a few years ago, struggling with a methamphetamine addiction, and he wishes there was something he could have done about it. This individual was a good kid, but nonetheless was caught up in this grip of addiction, and there was just no pulling away from it. So what we're going to be introducing is something called the Compassion Intervention Act. This is going to allow a family member, a healthcare professional, or police officer to make a petition to a specially trained justice or a judge around the addiction. And if that addict is a danger to themselves or others, then the judge can order a treatment order for up to 1 year. Now, this addict is someone who would qualify if everything else has been tried, if perhaps they're overdosing on meth or opioids multiple times a week. Where they're concerned that they're going to hurt themselves or someone else if they keep down this path. And the tragedy is that it often leads in their own death in a short period of time when you talk about these serious addictions. The uncompassionate thing to do would be to let individuals in minus 40 weather in northern Alberta living rough intermittently between the forest outside of town and the shelter system, struggling from a psychosis brought on by their meth addiction, continuing to look for more and more highs through opioid with stronger and stronger drugs, constantly being revived through naloxone. Leaving them like that is just such a tragedy. To facilitate that, there's no way for society to act. So this act will allow us to give them the care they need, to to have a treatment order from a justice who's specially trained in this when they're dangerous to themselves or others and bring them into care and bring them into treatment for up to 1 year. That is the response that we need to have to this tragedy and this deadly, deadly disease of addiction.
Sounds like it's a big priority, and we're just hoping, fingers crossed, that the stigma can be broken. I'm thinking, as well as some of the hurdles can be gone over, and we can get everybody hopefully on the right path. Are you in agreement with that?
I could completely agree. We need to move forward as a province past this old way of thinking, where we facilitate drug addiction, instead look to treating it. You'll see this government's going to oppose consistently and forcefully the so-called safe supply that has been introduced into other provinces that the federal government is pushing. So what this is high-powered pharmaceutical-grade opioid being doled out en masse, dumped into communities through the federal government. They have a large $100 million program countrywide where hydromorphone, which is 3 or 4 times more powerful than heroin, gets handed out to addicts. And we know that there's no such thing as a safe supply. It doesn't matter if the person handing the drug out is a drug dealer or Justin Trudeau. It still is going to damage people because that addiction is being facilitated. That addiction is what's going to kill. So we're going to oppose that. Instead, we're going to invest heavily into prevention. We're going to invest even more heavily into recovery for those who are addicted. We want to see no wait times for anybody who needs the services of detox and treatment to get out of that cycle of addiction so that they can have that second lease on life.
Peace River MLA Dan Williams is the Mental Health and Addictions Minister for the province of Alberta. Mr. Minister, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith. Happy to talk with you guys.